How might parents' speech impact children's development? Children who hear less complex language at home may be at a disadvantage when starting school. By Emily Wood. For the past 12 months, my colleagues at the Hungry Mind Lab and I have been listening back to stories mothers told about their children 25 years ago. Their compelling tales of fear, excitement, exhaustion, and pride were recorded on crackly cassette tapes, complete with the muffled sounds of their children causing chaos whilst their backs were turned. We are analysing these stories to understand the language children heard at home when they were growing up. We want to find out if the language mothers use correlates with their children's later academic success. When telling a story, we don't often consider the complexity of the language we use. Rather, we focus on whether what we are saying is funny, interesting, or meaningful to the listener. We speak in a way that comes naturally to us, using familiar words and language structures that we feel comfortable with. For some people, this means short, simple sentences, whilst others may use more complex speech with multiple clauses, different tenses, and a wide range of vocabulary. Many of the differences in how we tell our stories relate to socioeconomic background, our education, occupation, and income. Using complex language is not so much a choice as it is a consequence of our experiences. In our lab, we are researching how mothers' language complexity might influence their children's development. We want to better understand the role language plays in perpetuating family background inequalities across generations. Does the way mothers talk matter for their children? When starting school, children need to have a grasp of sophisticated language to understand what they are taught, to learn to read, and to communicate effectively with their peers. Children from socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds struggle more often in school than their advantaged classmates. This may be due in part to differences in their early life language experiences prior to starting school. Children who hear more sophisticated language during infancy tend to develop more advanced cognitive and linguistic skills. It is not clear whether this link is causal, meaning that early language exposure predicts language development, or merely correlational. Creating a supportive language environment for a child requires economic and social resources that are not equally available to all, such as money and time needed for reading books, playing games, and attending activity groups. This contributes to a language gap, a difference in the language abilities of children from privileged backgrounds and the abilities of children from families with limited income and resources. The language gap emerges long before children enter the education system. It can be observed as early as 18 months of age. For many years, child development research held parents, particularly mothers, responsible for differences in children's abilities and behaviours. While parents do contribute to the development of their children, there are many broader factors which influence a child's chances of success. Children who feel more comfortable using shorter sentences and simpler words may be misperceived by educators as less educated or lacking in ability in other subjects too, even those not directly related to language. Unfairly, these children may have less chance of academic success and access to further education. Through our research, we want to highlight the wider systemic issues that lead to inequality in education and the need for additional support and resources for children who enter school at a disadvantage. Does language help to perpetuate inequality across generations? We are using the crackly cassette tapes of almost 1,000 mothers' stories to help us answer this question. All of these mothers gave birth to twins in the UK in 1994 and 1995. They are participants in eRISC, a large study consisting of families from a wide range of socioeconomic backgrounds, representing the distribution of wealth across the UK population. Researchers have regularly collected data from the twins as they have grown up, making this an ideal sample for child development research. While the twins are almost 30 years old today, their mother's speech was recorded in interviews 25 years ago, when the twins were just 5 years old. This allows us to go back in time and listen to the language their parents used when the children were at a critical stage of language development. Thanks to funding from the Nuffield Foundation, we are analysing the characteristics of the mother's language. Each mother was asked, "What has it been like having twins?" We had the recordings transcribed and used a language analysis software to determine how many different words the mothers used, how sophisticated these words are, and how the mothers structured their speech. Although